The Ramban in the Hagdamah to Sefer Shmois calls the Sefer Hagolus v'Hagula, the Sefer of exile and redemption. In the closing moments of Tisha B'Av Tovshin Ayin Hey, I'd like to share with you some thoughts on Golus and some thoughts on Geula, because I believe we are presently in a state of transition between Golus and Geula. We've known for long that we are in the ikvus of the Mashiach, the footsteps of Mashiach. And those footsteps are getting louder and louder, closer and closer. In the last daf of Masechta Soita, daf Mem Tes Amid Beis, there are approximately listed there in the Mishnah 20 signs of ikvus of the Mashiach. And if you go through all those signs, chutzpah yazgeh, there'll be a tremendous amount of insolence in the world. Chutzpah ha'emes tein nederes, there will be no truth. As we know so well, that whatever is true today is considered just the opposite. And finally, at the end of that long list, it states, v'almeh yesh lanu lishoyim alavinu shebishamayim. And who can we rely upon? Our Father in heaven. And the simple understanding is that the Mishnah is ending off with sort of a tefillah after hearing all of these simonim of the ikvus of the Mashiach, of the terrible state that the world will be in. Our only hope is Hashem. However, Reb Chaim Volozhiner tells us that this itself is not some sort of tefillah, but this itself is one of the signs of Ikvus of Mashiach, when Klal Yisrael will realize that the only one that they really have to depend on is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no one else. That will be the final sign of the Ikvus of Mashiach. What happened this past week with the United States signing a treaty with Iran, so the people who understand these things have explained that basically what America has done is abandoned Israel. And if we ever thought that America was our staunch ally and would protect us, there's even a clause I understand in this treaty that the United States will defend Iran if Israel is going to attack any of the nuclear sites. Ad kedei kach. So if we ever thought that we could rely on our staunch ally, America, we know clearly, Ein lanu lishoyim ela avinu shebishamayim. So those steps of the ikvus of the Mashiach, of the footsteps of Mashiach, they're getting closer and closer, louder and louder, that's no question. But the chiddush that I heard recently in the name of Hagoyen Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita is that we're beyond that. I believe he said it after the Kedoshe of Har Noif, Hashem Yinkom Domov. He says we've already gone past Ikvus of the Mashiach. We're already in the Chevelei Mashiach. We're in the actual, not only the footsteps of Mashiach, but we're actually in the birth pangs of Mashiach. And so we are now in a transition, in a state of transition between Golus and Geula. And when we speak about Golus on Tisha B'Av, we speak not only about the Golus Edom, which is close to 2,000 years from the Churban of Beis HaMikdash, but we speak about all the specific tzoras that took place within those 2,000 years of Golus. When we speak about Golus on Tisha B'Av, we speak about the Crusades and the destruction of the Jewish communities in Speer, Worms, and Magencia, as we do, as we said this morning here in the yeshiva, in the kinnis, in kinnah chaf hei, miyiten roishi mayim. We speak about the Spanish Inquisition, Chalmanitsky and Gzeres Tach V'tat. We speak about Stalin Yimach Shemoy, and present day Hamas, Hezbollah, Iran, and ISIL. And of course, we speak about Hitler Yimach Shemoy and the Nazis Yimach Shemom and the murder of the 6 million Kedoshim, 1.5 of them, 1.5 million of them babies, in the greatest loss of Jewish life in the history of mankind, including thousands and thousands of Gedolim and Rashi Yeshiva, Rabbonim, Dayonim, Tamidi Chachamim, Hashem, Yinkom Domam. Do we add a special day so that we can remember this horrific tragedy that Klal Yisrael suffered? So this Shiloh was asked of the Brisker Rav Zitzal and also of Rav Moshe Feinstein Zitzal, and both of them paskin that there's no new day. And where did they see this from? They saw that from the Kinah Chaf Hei, where it says it in the Kinah Beferish. Simuno alevavchem misbeid mar lekashra. Take it to your hearts to compose a bitter eulogy. Kishkula harigosam lis abel ulis apra. Kisreifas beis elekenu ha'ulam vabira. The death of those communities which the Mekonen speaks about, spears, worms, and magensia, the death of those tzaddikim and kedoshim is equivalent to Sreifas Beis Elikenu. But v'chi'ein lohoisif moyet shever v'saveira. We are not allowed to add a new day of mourning concerning those runes. V'ein lahagdim zulasi la'achra. We can't be magdim a day. Tachas kein hayoim leviyasi arera. Instead of making a new day, today on Tisha B'Av, I will arouse my sorrowful wailing, the espida ve'lila ve'efke benefesh moro, and I will eulogize and wail and weep with a bitter soul. So here the Mekonen tells us beferish that we don't add a day as horrific as in those times, the destruction of the Jewish communities of spears and worms and magensia was, but no new day is added. Okay, we don't add a day, but do we mention it on Tisha B'Av? And as we've seen, yes, we do. And in fact, there's a Rashi in Divrei Hayamim Beis, Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Chaf Hei. On the Pasuk, which we also said in the Kinnis, which is a Pasuk taken from Divrei Hayamim, Vayikainen Yirmiyah Al Yoshiyo. Yirmiyah made a Kinnah on Yoshio, the great tzaddik Yoshio, and the pasuk continues there. Vayoyimru kol hasharim vasharos bekinos seim. All those who composed kinos al Yoshio ad hayoyim vayitnam lechoik al Yisrael. It became a law in Klal Yisrael. And what is that choik? Says Rashi, kishem izdamim lohem shum tsar ubechia. If there's any tsar and any crime on an episode, they mention with the new tsara, they mention with the tsara of the death of Yoshio. And then Rashi adds, Dugma b'Tisha B'Av. Compared to this is Tisha B'Av. A mashal of what we're trying to say here with Yoshio, what that choik was, that all the shorim and the shoris, all those who would compose kinos, would add Yoshio to the tzora that they were making a kinon. What's a mashal of that? A mashal of that is Tisha B'Av. Shemaskirim kinos al harugim bigzeiroi she'iru biyomenu. What happened in our time, in the time of Rashi of the Crusades, so we say kinos for those communities. And where do we recite those kinos? We don't make a special day, but we recite it as part of the kinos of Tisha B'Av. Kein yifkiyun amos yoshio. A mashal, Tisha B'Av is a mashal that whenever they had some tsar and some crying on a different moira, they would include with it. That was the chayk to include on the death of Yoshio. So we see from this Rashi in Divrei Hayamim that Tisha B'Av is the day where all the tzoras of Klal Yisrael are included in that day. We don't make a separate day. According to the Psak of Rav Elvel Brisker, the Brisker Rav, and Rav Moshe Feinstein. But the day of Tisha B'Av is to be used to remember what our past, all the tzoras of our past, all the tzoras that were in the 2,000 years of Golus Edom. I remember Morena Rav Gifter Zitzal when he spoke at a Siyum Hashas, one of the early Siyumim where there were not yet the tens and tens of thousands that we have today. And he said at that Siyum Hashas, the Siyum of the Daf Yomi, that today we remember the Kedoshim and the communities. And he enumerated Presburg, Frankfurt, Varsha, Vilna, Lemberg, Telz, and Slobodka. He remembered those destroyed communities. Can it be that 70 years after the unspeakable Churban Europa, that a Tisha B'Av should go by and the 6 million Kedoshim should not be mentioned or thought about? I personally say the kinna that Rav Breuer Zitzal, the Rav of Kaladash Yeshurin in Washington Heights, asked Rav Shimon Schwab Zitzal to compose, and it is found, in fact, in the art scroll kinna. The Baba Varebi composed the kinna, I believe. Rav Weissmandel Zitzal also composed the kinna. So a person should, in some way, during the day, a remembrance of something, this unspeakable, horrific event that happened merely 70 years ago, to say a kinna, to read a book, to a story of spiritual gvura. Why? Because as we said in the kinna, kishkula arigosam lehis abel, kisreifas beis elekeinu. It is we're mourning the Churban, but at the same time, we have to mourn a modern day Churban. We cannot forget in 70 years, we can't go through a Tisha B'Av and not mention and not think about the 6 million Kedoshim, and not only all these Rabbonim, Tzadikim, Kedoshe Elyon, but 6 million Kedoshim, a Yid, whatever his religious persuasion was, if he was Nifter as a Jew, he's a Kadosh, and that's why I refer to them as the 6 million Kedoshim. And therefore, it behooves us to mourn them, Kishkula Rigosim Lis Abel, Kisreifas Beis Elkeinu. Geula. How will the Geula come about? This question was asked of Rav Chaim Voloshiner, the closest and greatest Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And Rav Chaim Voloshiner answered his Talmidim and he said, how will Mashiach come about? I'll tell you. I'm going to come home after davening to prepare my shir for the yeshiva. And my wife is going out shopping and she tells me, Chaim, there's soup on the stove. Please make sure to turn off the soup after it's cooked. I tell her I will, and I sit down to begin preparing for my shir, and suddenly there's a very eerie quiet. The birds stop chirping, and it's something unusual, and I rush out, and I meet a Yid, and I said, what's happening? Something strange is happening. And the Yid said, Rebbe, you haven't heard, Mashiach is here. I run in to get my Shabbos kapota, I look down and I notice that my wife has not yet sewn up the missing knapple, the missing button from my kapota, and I rush out to greet Mashiach, and as I'm rushing out, my wife comes back from shopping and she says, Oi Chaim, the soup burnt. This is the way Mashiach is going to come. What are the lessons from here? The lessons are that Mashiach is going to come in a regular day when people are doing regular daily activity, shopping, soup on the oven, stove, soup burning. It's also going to come after all the thousands of years that we're waiting for Mashiach to come. When he finally comes, he's going to catch us with a missing button, a missing knepel on our kapota. He's going to find we had so much time to prepare that we should be ready to greet him 100%. He's going to come and we're going to be deficient, a missing knepel on the kapota. So to that moment that Reb Chaim Volozhiner spoke about Yeshua's Hashem, keharef ayin, like the blink of an eye, we haven't yet reached. In the transition between Golus and Gula, we are in. But there is one area where Reb Chaim Volozhiner himself tells us that we are able to feel as if Yerushalayim has now been rebuilt. We don't have to wait for the future, but in a certain sense, Reb Chaim Volozhiner tells us that Yerushalayim, presently, it has already been rebuilt. And what do we mean by this? This is the Gemara in Tainus, the Flamed Amid Beis, the famous Gemara. Kol HaMisabel Yerushalayim Zoyche V'roya B'Simchosa. Whoever, the way people normally translate this Chazal is, whoever mourns over Yerushalayim will merit to see in the joy of Yerushalayim. But that's not what Chazal say, tells us Reb Chaim Volozhiner. If you look carefully at the words, it says, Kol HaMisabel al Yerushalayim, not Yizkev Yira. If you mourn now on Tisha B'Av, you will be Zocha to see the Simcha of Yerushalayim. No, it says Zocha V'roa. In present tense, in Hove, you will see now Yerushalayim. What does it mean that you're going to see now Yerushalayim? It's not yet rebuilt. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner explains, based on a Rashi in Parshas Vayeshev, the question is, we know that there's a gzeira that the Rabbi Shalom made that a person should forget a mace after 12 months. This doesn't mean that the Ovel forgets that he lost a father or a mother, but it means that Hashem made it that it should recede into the back of his memory, that it shouldn't preoccupy him. Otherwise, if a person would remember every item that hurt him his whole life, every tsar that he went through, he wouldn't be able to function. The Rebbeinu Shlomo made a koyach hashikcha, and by a mace, after 12 months, a person is not thinking about it as he does during the 12 months, it recedes. So the question is, how do we still mourn over Yerushalayim approximately 2,000 years since the Churban? Why hasn't it receded? Why is it still on the forefront of our thinking? So Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, Rashi gives the answer. Parshas Vayeshev, Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Lamed Hey. Ein Adam Mekabel Tanchumim Alachai V'Soyver Shemeis. Why was it that Yaakov was not consoled over the death of Yosef so many years after his alleged patira? The answer is because Yosef wasn't dead. The only time there's a gzeira that Hashem made that a person should begin to forget is after 12 months of a person who has really died. But if he's alive and you think he died, then the gzeira doesn't work. And that's why Yaakov still thought about it. Said Reb Chaim Volozhiner, if we're mourning 2,000 years after the Churban, Kol HaMisabel al Yerushalayim, so that's a sign that in a certain sense, Yerushalayim still exists for us. It's still alive for us. And since it's alive, yes, the Eitzim Vavonim, the building materials of the Beis HaMikdash are destroyed. But what Yerushalayim really represents, that's still alive for us. And since it's still alive for us, we can never be comforted. And that's why we're still mourning. And that itself, as we'll soon see, that itself is the fact that we're still mourning over Yerushalayim 2,000 years after the Churban. That itself is our greatest simcha. And I'd like to go into this Chazal, looking at every word of the Chazal to get the full profound meaning of the Chazal. So the Chazal begin with the word Kol Hamis Abel al Yerushalayim. Whoever mourns over Yerushalayim. Chazal could have used the word Kol Haboicha Yerushalayim. Whoever cries, Kol Hamis Oinein Yerushalayim. He's an Oinein over Yerushalayim. Chazal chose the word Misabel. Why? Because Aninus and Avelus are two different stages in the mourning process. When a person, bar minan, loses a relative, he's an onen until the kfura. After the kfura, becomes an oval. Halachically, we paskin that an onen is potter from all mitzvahs in the Torah. He's chayiv in los ases, but mitzvahs asay, the Mishnah says in brachas, misha meisem mutal lefanav potter mi kriyishma minatfilin mi kol mitzvahs amuris potter. All mitzvahs asay. If he goes to his rav and he says, I'd like to daven today. No, the Rav says it's usher for you to daven. Why can't he daven? He can only start davening once the mace was buried, when he becomes an oval. Why? And the answer is because an onen, he's living with emotion alone. His das, his seichel, has been extinguished. He doesn't have his seichel. He cannot comprehend that his mother, his father, his brother, his sister, that human who was with him, was part and parcel of the trials and tribulations of his daily life, that person doesn't exist anymore. He cannot comprehend this. He could feel it emotionally, but he can't understand it. Chazal understood that when does his seichel come back? And he's not living with emotion alone, that's after the kfura. Once the kfura takes place, then his mind can begin to not only his hergish, his feelings can feel the loss, but his mind can comprehend the loss. If you're an oinen and you don't have seichel, you're usher to serve Hashem. When you get your seichel back and you become an oval, then you're chayv in all the mitzvahs and the special mitzvahs of Yoredeya, Hilchas, Avelas, then you're chayv. Because not only are you living with your emotion, with crying, you're living with your seichel as well. So Chazal chose Kol Hamis Abel al Yerushalayim. By the way, this Chazal is based on a pasuk. I think it's an Eicha. Sisu ita masois Kol Hamis Ablim Oleho. And the Lashon is the Lashon Hoiva. Sisu ita masois. Have masois, sasoin, we'll soon explain that. Have sasoin, all you who are misabel oleho. Kol misabel Yerushalayim, zoich of a roya bisimchasa. So misabel means you're thinking. If you think, and what are you thinking into? You're thinking into Yerushalayim. You look into Yerushalayim and you understand that Yerushalayim is not just the Eitzim Vavonim. But what does Yerushalayim represent? It represents the Pasuk in Tehillim, where David HaMelech said, Samachti ba'oimrim li beis Hashem neilech, oim dois hoyu reglayich b'sharayich Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim ha'benuya ki'ir shechubro lo yachtov, sheshom olu shvatim shiftei ka, eidus li Yisrael. Yerushalayim, says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, is the epitome, it should be, the epitome of Achdus. 12 Shvatim came Oyle Regel up to Yerushalayim. Shasham Olu Shvatim Shiftei Ka. But in Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim is Loin Nischalka L'Shvatim. It was not divided up. Yerushalayim is like an international city for Klal Yisrael. In Yerushalayim, the 12 Shvatim became one. Eidus L'Yisrael. And just like there's a Yerushalayim Shalmata, there's a Yerushalayim Shalmala. And in the Yerushalayim Shalmala, all the neshamas of Klal Yisrael are fused together into one neshama. So Yerushalayim represents the epitome of Achdus. And that's why the nest that we have in Pirkei Avos, that Lo'omar Adam L'Chaveroi, Tsar Li Hamakom She'olam B'Yerushalayim, says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, that's different than the nest that we have, the Gemara in Yuma Daf Chaf Aleph, where Oimdim Svufim U'Mishtachim Revachim, where in the Beis HaMikdash they were cramped together, but when it came to, say, the Vidui, that one shouldn't hear the Vidui of the other, they bowed down, even though they were Oimdim Svufim, Rashi explains they were like soft, they were floating, they were so squashed in the Beis HaMikdash that their feet were on top of one another. They were flying like in the air. They didn't have room to put their feet down. But Mishtachavim, Hashem made a nest that the base of Migdash expanded, and everyone was dalet avmis away from the next person. He shouldn't hear his vidui. That's the Mishnah, that's the Gemara in Yuma Daf Chaf Aleph. But here there's a different nest. Loi Omar Adam Lechaveroi, Tsar Li Amakum Sha'olim Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, it was crowded. When the millions of Oily Regal came, there was no Renaissance Hotel or Waldorf Astoria or whatever the other hotels are today in Yerushalayim. There was just some relative that you knew, or you, maybe somebody you didn't even know. You just got to know him because you needed a place to stay. So many, many people cramped into every little abode that there was in Yerushalayim. It was crowded. The Ness was that usually under those circumstances, one person would be, as we had a whole shiur today about Mevater, a person, I got the chair first, I got the bed first, I got the pillow first. Nobody would be Mevater to each other. There would be discord and jealousy. No, Loi Amar Adam Lechaveroi, because of it was a matzav of Chaveroi, Ki'ir Shechubro Lo Yachtov. It was Chaverim Kol Yisrael. They were all in unison. There was one group. So that was the nest. Not like the Beis Hamikdash that expanded. It didn't expand. But there was mamish achdus, as Reb Chaim Shmulevich itself says. The Gemara says Reb Yehuda bar Reb Eloi and his daughter, they were so poor that six Talmidim would learn Torah covered with one blanket. Ask Reb Chaim Shmulevich, how is it shaykh b'metzias that six people should be covered by a regular blanket? You can't get six people under there. Said Reb Chaim Shmulevich, you're right. If the six people are each pulling the blanket to each other, you can't get six people under one blanket. But if the six people are each giving the blanket to one another, you get covered with the blanket. The other one said, you get covered with the blanket. Then it's shayach that even six people with such a ir shechubro lo yachtov, chaveirim kol Yisrael, loy omer adam lechaveiroi, then it's shayach that six could take a cover, it be covered with one blanket. So this was what your Yerushalayim represents, achdus. What happened to that achdus? We know the Gemara in Yuma Daf Testament Beis, sinas chinam. It destroyed that achdus. That is the whole reason for the Churban. So if a person, kol amis abel al Yerushalayim, if a person uses his seichel, which Avelus represents, he's not just crying emotionally. He's not an onen. He's a misabel. What's he misabel on? On what Yerushalayim represents. So he says, we say atachon olam das, and then we say hachzireinu b'seshuva. If a person has das, you can come to tshuva. If you don't know what you did wrong, you can't repent. So if a person thinks, and that leads him to tshuva, and then he says, okay, I'm going to create in my family, I'm going to create in my yeshiva, I'm going to create in my community that which Yerushalayim represents, which is achdus, I'm going to do tshuva through my seichel, kalamis abel al Yerushalayim. Then you don't have to wait till Mashiach comes to see Yerushalayim. You could see Yerushalayim zoiche v'roa. You're going to see Yerushalayim right now. You're not going to see the Eitzim Avonim, but you're going to see the spirit of Yerushalayim, the Ruchnis of Yerushalayim, the Achdus of Yerushalayim. And the Mela, what are you going to be Zoicha to? Zoicha v'roya b'simchasa. You're going to be Zoicha in the special, unique Simcha of Yerushalayim. What's that Simcha? That is the Simcha of Sosoi. Sisu ita masois. What is sasoin? How is it different than simcha? There are many words in Lashon HaKodesh that mean happiness. Each one has a different connotation. So the Manas Halevi, Rav Shlomo Malkovich, who wrote the Lachodoidi in his Sefer Manas Halevi on Megillas Esther, he says, Laihudim haisa oira, v'simcha, v'sasin v'kar. Chazal say, oira zu taira, simcha zu yantiv, sasoin zu mila. And Vikar is tefillin. So let's focus on Sasan and Simcha. Simcha is Simchas Yantiv. Ain't Simcha, Ella Babasar V'ayin. Mishnechnes Adar Mematim Simcha. We don't have. We can't even eat tonight. You have to wait till tomorrow. Even though all the other dinim go away from Nitcha, Basar V'yayin, we're going to have to wait till tomorrow morning this year. Basar V'yayin is Simcha. That's Yontif. Mila is Sasai. You don't say Shasimcha B'moinai by a bris. There's no Simcha, says the Gemara. Why? There's Tzara D'yanuka. He has pain. But that's physical pain. That's Yontif. Basar V'yayin, that's physical. There's no physical enjoyment by a bris. But there's sasoin. Sasoin, Naichi, David HaMelech said, Al Imra Secha, Kemoitzi Shal Rav, when David was in a mikveh and he had no mitzvahs with him and he saw it at bris milah, he says, oh, now sasoin, Naichi, Al Imra Secha. I have sasoin. I don't have physical joy, but I have spiritual joy. Sasoin represents when we do a bris milah on a tinnah. Yes, there's no simcha, there's tzara d'yanuka, there's pain, but there's spiritual ecstasy that this tinoik is nichnas tachas kanfei hashchina. That is considered sasoi. So, sisu itama sois, if you have that misabel, if you're able to think into what Yerushalayim represents, achdus, and you recreate it in your community. So even though you don't have the simcha of the eitz and vavonim of the Beis HaMikdash, but the sasoi of the ruchnius, the achdus of what Yerushalayim represents, that zoicha v'roya b'simchasa, that simcha of sasoi, that spiritual ecstasy that you have right now. By rebuilding the Yerushalayim, you have it right now. That's why we say, by Chosn V'Kala, we say, Asher Bora Sosan V'Simcha, Chosn V'Kala, Gila Rina Ditzachet, etc. What's Chosn V'Kala, Rav Shimon Schwab asked, what's Chosn V'Kala doing in the middle there of all these Lashonis of Simcha? Says Rav Schwab, that Sosan, that Chosn V'Kala is a unique Simcha. It's two people that come together. They started out originally by Adam Arishan as a Guf Echad. They were separated, and now they come back, but their Simcha is two people fused together as if they are one. The Chos and the Kal are two people celebrating one Simcha as if they're one person. That is the unique Simcha of Chos and the Kal. That's why Chazal say, the Gemara and Brachis, the Avoma and Beis, Kol HaMesameach, Chosn V'Kala, Ki'ilu Bona Churva Achas Merchurvos Yerushalayim. Because what does Yerushalayim represent? Reb Chaim Volozhiner said, Achdus. What happened to that Achdus? Sinas Chinam, that Achdus was destroyed. If you're Mesameach, Chosn V'Kala, what does Chosn V'Kala represent? Chosn V'Kala represents two people fused together for one Simcha. Then you are building one of the destroyed places of Yerushalayim, because that's what Yerushalayim should represent. It unfortunately didn't, and perhaps doesn't, and we hope it's get better, that it will. But when you are Mesameach Chosn V'Kala, you're occupied in that which Yerushalayim represents, which is this, the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. You're doing that with the Chosn V'Kala. So this is what Chazal say, according to Reb Chaim Volozhiner, called Mis'abel al Yerushalayim Zoicha V'Roeh. Why do Chazal use the word Roeh? You'll see. So Rav Ruderman, the Rosh Yeshiva of Ner Yisrael, used to always say there's two kinds of ways to look at things. One is a Riya Ruchni, and one is a Riya Gashmi, a physical look, and a spiritual. And he brought the Ramban. Why do we mention the Torah 12 times? The Karbonis of the Nasiim. Ramban brings a medrash that each Nasi, he brought the exact same Korban, and the Torah doesn't waste an extra letter, but these were actually 12 different Karbonis. Hashem looks into the heart, and Hashem knows that what? That each Nasi had a different Kavana when he brought his Korban. So Riyah Gashmi, physical look, looks the same. Riyah Ruchni, a spiritual look, deeper look? No, these are 12 separate karbonis. So call HaMisabel, if you use your seichel, Al Yerushalayim, and you know what Yerushalayim represents, which is Achdus, and you create Achdus in your circle, You will see now, you don't have to wait till Mashiach comes, you'll see a rebuilt Yerushalayim, and you'll see it, because physically you'll look at the Churban, it's destroyed. But with a deeper Riyah Ruchni, a spiritual look, you'll be able to see, I was able to, with my group of friends, with my shul, with my yeshiva, with my community, with my family, I was able to recreate a miniature Yerushalayim. So, in the simcha of sasoy. And so Rav Chaim Volozhiner says that that's why we're mourning 2,000 years after the Churban, because Yerushalayim is not dead for us. If we're mourning Yerushalayim, it's a riot that Yerushalayim is still alive for us. And the fact that Yerushalayim is still alive for us 2,000 years after the Churban, that is the source of the greatest simcha that we could experience. The fact that we're mourning gives us itself the simcha that we have, that we're still mourning, because something about Yerushalayim is still alive. And that's the ruchnius, the achdus of Yerushalayim. And one final thought. I'm privileged to be many Shabbosim in the Shvidler by Simchas. There was someone there, I think his name is Rabbi Yaakov Nussbaum from Lakewood, and he spoke at a Simcha, and he said over a thought from the Ger Rebbe, and he also said a similar thought from the Klosenberger Rebbe, Zecher Tzadikim Livracha. The Svas Emes on Parshas Pinchas says, it comes out every year, Parshas Pinchas is read during the 3 weeks. And so he said, the Svas Emes says, what's the idea? Because the Parshas Pinchas speaks about Korbonus, Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, the Moyadim. So Hashem made it, it came out that we read about the Korbonus during the 3 weeks when we're mourning over the Churban. We'd like to bring the Korbonus. We can't. Hashem is like teasing us. He's like, you can't have it. It's right there. You can't have it. He wants to, Rasvasama says, he wants to bring in us a tshuka, a yearning that we should want to have the Beis HaMikdash back, that we could bring the Korbanos. And the Klosenberger Rebbe said the same idea. We conquered, we recaptured the old city and the Makom HaMikdash and the Kosem HaRavi. So he said, Hashem, you put us right by the Kosem HaRavi. He said, it's so hard. It used to be out of sight, out of mind. Now we have it right there. We're by the Kosel. And right by the Kosel, that's the Makom HaMikdash. Hashem is saying, yes, it's here, but you can't have it. Hashem hopes it will increase our yearning, that we'll want to have it. And that's why he let us recapture it, only to increase our yearning. I have to have the Beis HaMikdash. I want to bring those korbanos. So we should be zoiche, that through proper avelus over our past, that we shouldn't forget the not only the Beis HaMikdash, which we don't forget, but all of those who are equal to the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. Perhaps those we do forget, and we shouldn't forget, especially the great Churban that happened 70 years ago. After a proper avelus over our past, a proper yearning for our future geula, and if we'll work on achdus, on being mevater, on not speaking lashon hara, ben adam lechaveroi, which will increase our present achdus, will be zoiche, not only that zoiche v'roya b'simchasa, but will be zoiche v'roya b'vinyana, the building of the Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim, the coming, meher v'yameinu of Mashiach Tzidkenu, amen.